You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Now we have to think about who the United States is going to choose as the final player for Team USA. Right now we have 11 players getting ready to get on the hardwood in Paris this summer. LeBron James, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker, Jrue Holiday, AD, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Bam Adebayo, and Tyrese Halliburton. So my first question to you is, Nick, is there anyone who doesn't belong on this team?
Well, there's reports that Kawhi is likely going to get that final spot. So okay, we'll start with the fact that it's likely going to be Kawhi. But here's the thing. We don't know whether he's going to be healthy or not, because that's always the case with Kawhi Leonard. Listen, I think there's a lot of directions that could go besides Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. I know Jalen Brunson is somebody that was a little disappointed that he wasn't chosen there. You don't need to have just stars. Like, we've learned that you can have players that fill a certain role on these teams, and that tends to help. Yeah. I'll give you a name that I think actually should be on this, even though, again, it's likely going to be Kawhi now, according to these reports. It's not official, but we know how this goes. It's kind of still open. Chet Holmgren would be great.
Ooh,
because
yeah.
Chet Holmgren plays that international big man type of game. And he played all 82 games this year. From missing all of last season to get out there and look like a guy that was really supposed to be 6'5", but been stretched over to 7 feet, weighs like a 180 and, you know, soaking wet. To be able to play the physical game that he does, even though, look, he plays outside a lot. Like, the guy can still go in there. He's shown that he can, in today's NBA, kind of be the pioneer for what the new big man looks like in today's NBA, along with Wemby. I think he would be a great addition to this team. But it looks like that's probably not going to be the case. But let's also see. Let's see if there's one or two guys that bow out because they're hurt last minute. Like, who's going to be the backup there? I just think Chet Holmgren makes a ton of sense here, even if they decide to really go with Kawhi, like the reports are saying.
Oh, I think that's smart. I like that quite a bit. Yesterday, I caught myself, man. You always forget. Obviously, the NBA is an international sport.
Yeah.
And it's easy to forget that some of these guys you might assume are American are not. Mm-hmm. So I was like, where is SGA? Where is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
Canadian.
He's Canadian. Yeah. And then it hit me. I was like, oh, Michael, that's on you. Because I was like, how is this guy not on the team?
Let me tell you something. Canada's got a good young core of players. They got a lot of good players. R.J. Barrett's another one that's up there.
Yeah.
I mean, Andrew Wiggins is a veteran. I mean, Andrew Wiggins isn't the same Andrew Wiggins we saw a couple of years ago with the Warriors. But you still have him as part of the group.
Yeah.
If you like, Canada's got a lot of young talent up there, where the world has been catching up to Team USA for a while. And there's also a reason why all these stars like LeBron and Steph Curry want to be out there, because they watched us get pushed around last time out and said, yeah, we need to get back out there again, because everybody bowed out last time. Nobody wanted to be a part of it.
Which is crazy to me. And the United States at the FIBA World Cup last year didn't even medal. I got nothing.
Nothing.
And so it's strange to me that the Olympics, which, you know, you can have a debate on where that ranks in your personal accomplishments, but it used to be sort of a no-brainer, right? Like, of course.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to compete in the Olympics. And now you hear some athletes say, well, I need some rest. I'm tired. I need the summer. And I understand that.
Yeah.
But there has been a transition over time where it's not necessarily a given that the best stars, at least in this country, are going to play in the Olympics. But that does happen for the other countries.
It matters more, it feels like, to the other countries than the U.S., because the biggest thing is still winning an NBA title.
Right.
Because for all of those international players, what's the goal for the best ones?
Mm-hmm.
Come to the NBA.
Yeah.
So that's the center of everything. And you're right, there used to be more pride in winning a gold medal in basketball. But now it's kind of gotten to a point where it just doesn't hold the same level of, like, like the spotlight's not as bright on
it.
It
just I don't know why that is.
It's not like it's lost some of its shimmer, it feels
it has.
I think it's because, too, when we have conversations about best players in the NBA, we count titles. We're not counting gold medals. Carmelo Anthony loved to talk about all the gold medals he won, never won an NBA title. People aren't talking about the gold medals that Carmelo Anthony won.
Right.
Great international player. It was great on Team USA every time he played, from beginning of his career to the very end. But nobody talks about that. They talk about NBA titles.
Because people don't care about Olympic medals.
They just don't. It doesn't matter.
They don't.
I think a lot of it, too, is we are expected as a country to just dominate. But the rest of the world is catching up.
Yes.
The NBA draft that we are about to have, which, by the way, I'm less interested in this NBA draft, and I love the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. Less interested in this one than I've been in a long time.
Yeah.
It's all international players, though. So it's all guys coming, especially from France. So we've got some of the best talent coming into this draft.
Right.
They're all international, and it's not a really good draft either. Like, they're talking about one of the worst drafts we ever had when it's all said and done.
Do you think Bronny's going to go number one?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Can I just say it was so funny.
I love how I've been bagging on Bron. And it's nothing personal. But what I love is that, and I've said this, that look, go to Kent State, go somewhere where you can, anywhere. Go to Miami of Ohio. Go to Montana. Go anywhere where you can work on your game. And I understand there's a lot of different facets to it.
Yes.
But what I found funny was yesterday or a couple days ago, ESPN was like, all right, let's give you a list of the top 100 college basketball transfers and where they're headed. Find out where Bronny is. I was like, okay. Scroll.
Yep.
Scroll.
Uh-huh.
Like 80 on the list. And I'm not trying to bag on a young man who had cardiac arrest, but what I'm saying is, and I think we can all agree, for the amount of publicity for this whole Rich Paul says, well, he's going to declare for the NBA. Listen. You're not ready for the NBA. You might not even make the NBA. Go somewhere, hone your skill set, and you'll be good to go.
The only reason we are talking about Bronny James is because of his dad. It's that simple. It is that simple. Could be a solid college player. Could be a decent role player maybe in the NBA if he stayed 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. He wants to play with his dad. I have long held on to the conspiracy theory, and I don't have... They always take my tinfoil hat out of the studio. It's not trash. Somebody tell them, once a month they clean this studio, can you please not take my tinfoil hat?
Yes.
Pretend I put a tinfoil hat on here. Conspiracy theory. Doo-doo-doo. LeBron James and Bronny will play at some point on the Cleveland Cavaliers together again. LeBron's career, goes back to Cleveland one last time. You got a lot of young talent there. They may also have to move Donovan Mitchell if he's not going to sign long-term in Cleveland. LeBron and Bronny in Cleveland, that has been my long-held conspiracy theory for about a year and a half now. I think I probably told you this before back in the day when I came on with you and Chelsea. I'm still holding strong to that because there's still a chance because the fact that Bronny is at least even declaring for the NBA draft. I mean, there's draft odds already out for him. The guy averaged like 6 points a game. What are we doing?
He's not even a star. He's barely a contributor or was barely a contributor at USC. Here's how it's going to go, because I totally believe in your conspiracy theory. In 2 or 3 years, right, there's going to be breaking news. Our phones are going to blow up, and it's going to say LeBron James has retired from the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, there you go.
And then I would say 5 to 10 minutes later,
there's going to be another notification that says Bronny James has been waived from the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's how it's going to go down. They'll get them together. They'll make all the money in the world. It'll be great, Bob, and then it'll be over.
Like, if he stayed 4 years or at least 3 years in college, could be a pretty good college player.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good two-way player. Good defender. I mean, obviously has an incredible basketball IQ, learning from one of the smartest players in his dad in the history of the NBA. The reality of it is we are talking about a player and have individual draft odds in where Bronny James could get drafted right now, and he's a guy that should not even be considered for the NBA draft.
It's so
now,
dumb.
Now there's a chance that he does just transfer. Guys enter anyway just to kind of see. Some of it is also based on like, hey, let me get some evaluation from scouts, other teams. Let me see where I stand.
Sure.
Then I go and work and improve on that and go play wherever it is that it's gonna be. But there was talk about Ohio State for him, which LeBron would have gone there had he not declared for the NBA draft, obviously, when high school players could go.
Yeah.
But it's just... he's not ready as a player. And in a lot of ways, too, it's a detriment to his growth and his potential for success by forcing the issue now.
Yes. And it's not fair to him necessarily because I don't see him out there drawing this attention. But naturally, if you're the son of LeBron James, it's going to
LeBron
happen.
LeBron has said, I regret naming him after me. And I kind of understand that, giving him the same name.
Yeah, I get it.
That's tough. You're putting a spotlight on your kid that is unnecessary.
Yeah. No, it's a really good point that you don't think about in the time. But now, of course, it's kind of all coming back. But you never know. Things can change, as they often do in college basketball. We'll see what happens there.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.